Blog Talk Radio.
That's what it is.
Yes, it is.
It is our last show.
2018.
I love it. Welcome, people. Welcome to, yep. She's Raising the Bar, Blog Talk Radio. The best of 2018. And you know something, Ali? The year went by.
Super quick.
Oh, my God.
Super, super quick.
How did that happen?
I don't know. It was just July 4th.
I know. we always say this. We're asking each other, what are you going to do on July 4th? And here we are, the last week
after
in December. Christmas. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to everybody as we approach 2018. And, you know, we're always full of the New Year's resolutions, what we're going to be doing. Things that we change, things that we won't change, just trying to make our lives a little bit better, a little bit more enriched for the upcoming year. And I always think that it's a tough time because there's a lot of pressure to change.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of pressure for people to...
But who does it to themselves?
You know, we're our own worst enemy.
Yes, and everything we do.
You know, and I think that everybody needs a talent and marketing for doing something different, but you don't necessarily have to. You know, just try to make a big change every day. Try to contribute to the planet in a different way, in a positive way.
I agree.
It doesn't have to be. Because, you know, New Year's Eve could be, especially people that aren't with a couple, they aren't with family, they aren't, you know, there they want in life, and they look at that at it as failure, and it's not. And I think that we should all just...
Everybody has a different view of themselves and different failures, though.
Yeah.
It's not just being alone.
But I think that time of year, there's a little
pressure. Because there's so much pressure on everybody. So New Year's Eve, what are you doing New Year's Eve? Well, what's your resolution?
From many years ago, what are you doing New Year's Eve?
Right.
And that's like the
biggest question until now.
Of everybody and what they want to do. But welcome, people. Last show of the year. And I'm here, as I've been for, how many years, Ali? 8 years?
We say this
year?
Every week.
8 years.
8 years.
8 years.
Magic. Isn't it magic?
It is magic.
It's magic between
us. We've been doing this for 8 years.
Yes.
And hopefully many more. And I want to thank you for being part of that. But I was so
this
year.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. But this year, you and I were thinking, how better to end the year than having, I don't want to say our favorite guests, because we always love our guests.
They're all our favorites.
Yeah. But the shows that really were the big shows in 2018, just bring all the guests back. And we have Tammy Lee Webb, and everybody knows her. Everybody's like thinking that everybody knows Tammy Lee West, of Fitness Hall. Webb, why did I say West? Why did I do that, Ali Ziegelman? But
we were just talking about California.
I was thinking the West Coast. Yes, that's exactly right. And nobody, there's not a person that's in our age group or even younger. That doesn't know.
No, of course. I remember how excited I was when she first came on. Yeah.
4 years ago.
Yeah. I was so excited.
Yeah.
She was like my
something wonderful
idol back there.
Such you know, we've gotten to know her. Just a wonderful, wonderful human being.
Oh, down to earth, great woman.
Inside and
yes.
out, and a great role model
mm-hmm.
in being on today. And who else? We have Roland Lawrence.
Yes.
Who's an author.
Great author.
Great author.
Poet.
Poet. I mean, she did Side Effects, the first book that we knew her from.
That's right.
Side Effects. And then The Trouble with Words.
Right.
Most
yes.
recent one, I think it was.
We went to her book signing that day.
Oh,
yeah, it was a lot of fun.
It was like October, September, something like that.
It was wearing a sweater, so it couldn't have been
yeah.
that long ago.
Right. It wasn't that long
mm-hmm.
ago. Susan Silver, who I adore.
Another great book.
Everybody knows her, but might not know her name. A woman who made us laugh.
Yes.
For many
she
many
still
years.
Does.
And she still does. Mary Tyler Moore, Bob Newhart. She was wonderful. And she was a writer when there weren't a whole lot of women writers.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a big thing. Bob Newhart, Hart's family. What else? Certainly Mary Tyler Moore, I think Rhoda. Maud. I'm probably more than
probably a lot more, yeah.
And Mindy Fradkin. Who did her one?
We saw her show.
Oh, was that
a wonderful, funny show?
And we still talk about that.
Yes.
Age of Wonder.
Mm-hmm.
So all of these women are going to be joining us today, and I think that's the best way to flesh out the year.
Yes, I agree.
And, you know, and Lee, this is how we. First of all, wait a second. Where are my manners? For anybody who's just tuning in today and doesn't know who we are. I wanna give a shout out and let people know who the woman sitting to my left is. Sitting to my left. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we're the same sound. Okay. Sitting
well, what
to my
do
left.
What do you
want
to do?
Well, I'm just saying there could be something else. Maybe a chainsaw. Something like that. Sitting to my left, always close to my heart. The lovely.
Thank you.
8 years
so
and counting,
much.
Baby girl. Yeah, that's something different.
I'm roaring to that.
Go ahead.
And to my right.
Go ahead. Give me a roar. Come on.
Okay, here you go. The
yeah.
lovely, talented, yeah. smart, really
yeah.
beautiful.
Oh, see?
A Lori Towers.
Thank you, doll.
Woo!
That's us. And this is it's a privilege to be here, you know, the final show of the year. So we're looking forward to...
For all these years, not just the final
all
show.
All these years. And a quick shout-out to where we're going to be this Saturday.
Oh, that's right.
We are going to be... And you know what? Once you invite the lovely Elite Ziegelman and me to an event, you can't take it back. So we're coming.
You're stuck.
Okay. And you might regret it the rest of your life.
No,
we
are the party up.
Yeah, we don't. We you know what I say? We're coming. We're very good guests.
Yeah,
we really,
very good
we,
guests.
We don't really do anything. We're not rude or anything. We are going to be at the launching of a Latinista magazine. We're going to be over at Troy at 675 Hudson Street. We're going to be there on Saturday night from 6, I think it's 6:30 to 10. And I love when magazines launch because they don't, you know,
anymore.
I know, aren't
anymore.
This dissolving industry that was wonderful in the day. And anytime a magazine tries to get out there and tries to be on the stand, whether it's online, I mean, most magazines, I think, exist online now. But when they try to, you know, enable themselves to become part of
the industry,
it's a wonderful thing. And that's where we're going to be this Saturday night, if you want to join us there. We're going to be doing some live shows there.
Yeah.
We're not going to broadcast live there.
No, we're going to be partying.
Well, we're going to be having a good time at Troy,
yes.
675 Hudson Street. Thank you, Dee Rivera, for inviting us. We got VIP passes. We're going to be there. Thank you, Dee. She might regret it, but I don't think so. She'll eventually. And you know what? If you regret it, we'll leave early. It won't bother anybody. So that's where we'll be.
If you see me walking out with the big floral arrangement, don't say nothing.
See, but that's what I don't like. The lovely Elise Beagleman has a habit of stealing stuff. So I'm just saying it embarrasses me to somehow enlist.
But usually they give away that stuff, don't they?
Yeah, you always say that. No, they're not. Arrangement. It's flowers. They want
the furniture.
Sweet and low. Don't they want you to take it?
Okay,
one?
We're not going there,
one.
Are we? That's going under the belt now.
Not a pocket bag full. Who's up first?
I think this is going to be Tammy Lee.
Tammy Lee. I love her. Tammy Lee, come on. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, ladies.
Merry Christmas. How are you?
Oh, recovering.
Really?
Recovering, yes.
Tell us about your Christmas.
How was your Christmas?
Well, thank you. And did you both have a great Christmas?
We actually did. Thank you very much, yes.
Certainly did.
Good. Yeah, I mean, I had a great Christmas. Unfortunately, a week from today, I took a fall that... kind of messed up my back. I was trying to avoid a friend's old dog from stepping on him, so I took the ball and fell on a sharp object that missed my spine by an inch. So I kind of bruised up some ribs and my kidney, and it was very difficult to walk at first. I'm moving much, much better. And I'm able to bend a little bit more. So I contribute being in shape and healthy to recover quickly.
Yes.
As well as I did this when I ripped my hamstring a couple years back. There's a Theralaser out there. It's called the Theralaser. And a lot of the pro teams buy this machine for their team because it quickly heals. Yeah, it penetrates deep down into the cellular level and starts generating, you know, the whole healing system. So I got on that immediately for the next 3 days before I had to leave to come to Scottsdale. But, yeah, it really sped up my healing process. By to that, yeah, Christmas has been great. Yes, I've been eating more probably than I have been, but... It's okay. I know what my limitations are and what's around the corner.
Right.
You know, when you said recovering, see, we're thinking of, okay, maybe you're partying a little too hardy. That I had no idea it was going to be there. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm good. It's just like, gosh, you know, injuries and your health is everything, isn't it? It's just everything because it doesn't matter how much money you have or how many friends you have or what you have. If you don't have your health and your health being
nothing.
Right, you have nothing, and the health being from the inside out as well as our physical.
Yeah.
So we need our physical health. We need our mental health. We need all of that to feel good and be able to do the things that we want to do. And when one of those are broken down, all I kept thinking is, oh my God, how am I going to, you know, cook Christmas dinner and help with all the things that I need to help with? Because even picking up my dog's food, bending down and back up was extremely painful. We take for granted.
Yep.
And, you know, I think that's the thing that I want to share is, you know, we take so many things for granted that
we don't.
I try and start my day off, and I know I've talked to you girls about this so many times, but is my gratitude walk with my dog. I always just, when I go on my walk at first thing in the morning, is I just go through my head of all the things that I'm grateful for, and that's even just Mother Earth looking around and going, wow.
Amen.
Like a lot of times we don't, We're thinking about what we're going to do when I get done with this walk. We're thinking what I have to do throughout the day. Instead of, if you're in the shower, enjoy the shower. What does that water feel like on your body and the soap and what you're going through right then? Not about, well, what am I going to wear? What am I going to do today? What's my list? It's being extremely mindful. And being in the
problem is we don't live for today. We don't live in the moment.
We never live in the moment.
We always try to think what's before or what's after.
Yeah, why do we do that?
I don't know. And the older we get, the more obsessive we get with it.
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
And you know,
but
I know exactly what you're saying, because one of my – I have four cats, and one of my cats had had at least three strokes. And she has neurological impairments now. And, you know, it's not her time. She's 19 years old. But I have to tell you, it is
dangerous, right?
Yes.
Dangerous.
There have been so many times where she'll just, you know, because she has, you know, spastic reactions. And then all of a sudden I'll have to move away or, like, step over her or, like, catch
myself trying to avoid her. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I could totally feel. And the thing is, many times I've said, even to Yuli, I almost broke my neck on Holly because I was trying to avoid her, and it's just
right.
Very dangerous.
And that's
it is. And it's one of the reasons why I teach a class now that's all about balance. And only now the ladies that have been doing it now for about, I don't know, 7 months said, wow, it has helped me so much with my balance. I didn't realize how, you know, as we grow older, we start
to lose
that balance.
Yeah.
We start to lose a lot of things, but you got to work on it. And just by building up that core and working on balance is one of those things.
It's
and
a savior.
Coordination.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's
so
a savior
I was
for
trying
old,
to incorporate
for old
that, but although it didn't help me that night, but
because you were caught off guard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was definitely caught off guard.
And just imagine if you weren't in shape. God
That's
knows
exactly
that. The
right.
injuries you could have had.
Yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, I sometimes think, oh, my gosh, what if that was my mother? And this dog is old and
sure.
we love him deeply. And he just gets on under everybody's feet. And 5 minutes prior to this, one of my other friends had just stepped on him with her 4-inch heels. And I'm like, oh, my God, I just can't do that to this poor dog. So, but anyway, onward, and can I share a little bit about what I'm doing for the new year?
That's the next question we're going to ask you.
Please.
Okay, so I'm very excited about two things. Well, you guys know that I'm doing Design Your Fit Plans, where I've taken all of my videos and edited them into short little mini workouts. So anybody that says, oh, I loved all your videos, well, now you can have them all, and you can mix and match them and put them any way that you want on Design Your Fit Plans. So I thought, okay, how can I increase and help people on another level, because that's more of a streaming, even though I give a calendar how to work out. So I've collaborated with another company called figuredoutfitness.com, and it's a online coaching training platform where you can go in and it's one-on-one. So you can hire me as your one-on-one coach, and because of all the other things I'm doing, I'm only accepting 5 clients for January.
I could imagine.
And I'm already at half. I think I already have 3 people, so I have 2 spots left. But, and you can pick and choose which programs that you want, but you would just go to figuredoutfitness.com and fill out the application. And then that's when the coaches will come up and you just select me if you want me. And, we have these one-on-one weekly groups, so whether it's FaceTime or Skype or whatever, and I put together the programs based on, do you want to work at home? Do you want to work at the gym? Whatever fits your lifestyle. So we use an app, which is Trainerizer, which a lot of trainers do use. But I thought, how can I – and that was my whole purpose back in the days of doing videos. I used to be teaching class, and I said, how can I reach more people? Well, I could reach more people if I did videos. So now with the whole technology, I want to be able to have – you know me, I really like people. I like meeting people.
Yeah.
And although it is over line, we're still going to have an interaction every single week that I can personally help people, because it's more, you ladies so know this, it's so much more than nutrition and exercise.
Absolutely.
It's
digging deep into the person.
Yes.
And we do have to take responsibilities for a motto or an affirmation that I like that I always get my clients to, well, I started with it, but I ask my clients to do. And if you get yourself in a situation, so let's say, oh, I fell off the wagon today. So whatever it was, when you're in that moment that is making you feel like I fell off the wagon, or I've got this, you know, chocolate donut in front of me, am I going to eat it? Because that's what's going to make you fall off the wagon. You need to say to yourself, I'm better than this.
Mm-hmm.
I am better than this. And have power, and it does boil down, what is your self-worth? What is your self-worth? You've got to find that out yourself. But I think when you start to say, you know what, I'm better than this.
Yeah. Well, I think it's really all about sabotage, and people think, and again, it's always, you know, and again, those 12-step programs work well because it's just one day at a time, and if you don't do well one day, if you fall off the way, that's fine. There's still the next day, and I saw something on social media the other day that I thought was really relatable. It's like having a flat tire. Just because you have a flat tire doesn't mean you have to take all the air out of your tires and ruin your car. You have a flat tire, fix it. It's okay, and you roll on. And I don't think a lot of people.
That's a great one.
I think a lot of people think, well, you know, I already screwed things up, so that's it. It's never it.
Right. I'm going to start Monday.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you know what? Life is ebb and flow. There's ups and downs.
Yep.
There's black and white, and you could fall off one day, but it doesn't mean that you're doomed. Just get right back up. And some days are better than others. You're going to have them because those are the contrasts. You got to know that, wow, okay, so today was one of those contrast days. Thank you for showing me what I know is not supporting me. It's not supporting me physically, mentally, emotionally, and I'm going to change this around because I am better than this. But you need those days to show you that you've got it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think that we need to forgive ourselves the way we're supposed to forgive other people. Forgive yourselves for the frailty of being a human being. You know, it's okay. You know, you do things wrong. It's not a perfect day. The next one starts. And I think we have to learn to do that. And if anybody's New Year's resolution is anything, it's just be kinder to yourself. Just allow yourself the buffer zone of doing things wrong and making mistakes and moving on.
Yeah. So let's talk just briefly about New Year's resolution, because how many of your listeners are having the same resolutions every single year when it comes to, oh, this is the year I'm going to get in shape. This is the year I'm going to do it. Basically, you're repeating time and time again. So all that really means is, okay, if it didn't work last year, what did you do last year that it didn't work? Why are you going to do the same thing this year? It's not going to work.
Right.
So you need to wire and fire your brain, and you got to change those habits. It's changing the habits. So maybe instead of going, okay, I'm going to, the goal shouldn't be, I'm going to lose 20 pounds by such and such a day or anything to do with your weight. It should be basically, I'm going to do every single day. Yes, I'm going to do something different that's good for my body, for my mind, for my spirit. Just once a day, just today. Can you get through today? What is that?
Yeah.
And for some people, like I love affirmations. I love reading quotes. I'm a big quote person, and I go back and there's certain quotes that just help me. So when I'm trying to help, especially a friend or a family member, every morning when I wake up, once I get myself going, I have a list of those people that I want to reach out to, and those are also my clients. And I send affirmations that are right for them. And about 5 years ago, one of my little brothers was in a really bad way. And so I started every morning reaching out to him and sending him these quotes. And about a month later, my mother calls and she says, hey, I don't know what you're doing or sending to your brother, but keep doing it because it's working. And I'm like, oh, because you never know. Like once in a while, I'll get a text back, thank fifth, whatever. okay, forward 5 years. He's now sending them to me. And he couldn't be happier. He's in a great job. And I'm not saying that's because of me. It doesn't matter where you get them. It's you've got to find what triggers you, what motivates you. So whether I get motivated by listening to podcasts like your guys's or other people that get me motivated and go, wow, I never even thought about that. I'm going to write that down and I'm going to bring it into my environment and I'm going to make that happen because we do get inspired and motivated. And that's why you've got to find, look how many of us out there are just like what we're doing to inspire people. And you're going to relate to some people like Tony Robbins. I know he's great and everything, but I he's not my type of person to get the message across. Now I can read his stuff, but I can't listen to him. And he's a great man. It's his delivery. Exactly. And it's the same with someone like Julia Michaels. I love listening to her speak, but I don't like watching her train people. And it's because I don't like yelling at people. I'm not a yeller. I'm not going to beat you into submissiveness.
No, of course not.
Okay.
No.
But some
people
like that.
And that's not
the
way you treat people. Yeah. I don't agree with that either.
Some people need it. They want it. Mm-hmm. So it's just finding what best fits you. What grabs that attention and goes, okay, you've got me. This is what I need. So I'm a big, big believer in words, and you've got to start with your own words and start, like you said, forgiving yourself, loving yourself, and maybe this year's New Year's resolution is, you know what, this is the start of loving me because I am worth it, and this is what I know that I can do for myself, and it's not for anybody else.
And it's never too late. You can every stage of life you're in. It's never too late to improve yourself and to forgive yourself and to make your life a little bit more enriched. It's never too late. I don't think so.
Big audience. Clap for that.
Yay.
Now, Tammy Lee, Elite and I are staging today as like the Johnny Carson show. Our guests could stay on the couch when the next guest comes up. Or if I don't want to take up your time. If you have to leave, you could certainly, you know, we're going to give you a shout out tomorrow on our page, but you're welcome to stay on board.
Well, I'm definitely going to stay because I want to hear some of your other guests as well.
Beautiful.
So, mute me. I'm going to be listening, and I cannot thank you girls enough. And the the last time we talked.
Well, we're not going to mute you because if you want to talk, you can certainly
chime in.
So I am, remember, I'm trying to finish. This is what I'm doing today, is getting my ebook done, Ageless Through the Decades, for 40s, 50s, 60s plus. Yes. So that is my New Year's resolution, is getting this completed and out for my Design Your Fit plans and my one-on-one coaching and whoever else wants to listen to it. So girls, please carry on to your fabulous guests, and I'm going to continue to listen, okay?
Thank you so much. Thank you for being part of our list.
Thanks for inviting me.
Always an inspiration. Tammy Lee Webb. Who do we have up next? I think we have the lovely Susan Silver.
Hello. I want the chocolate donut. I think that's probably wrong to say, though, right? I mean, please.
Oh, darling.
Well, funny you ask. I had a little episode of surgery 2 months ago. They said, they tell you it's nothing. Oh, a little stomach thing, it'll be nothing. Well, the operation was nothing, but the recovery was the worst. And I did lose 15 pounds, even though I didn't want to. So I guess that's the way to do it. But and I fell. So, you know, we're talking about, I haven't stepped on a cat yet, though, so I'm, you know, but other than that, I'm fine.
Thank goodness.
My godchild was visiting me, and I took her into the park, and she's a six-year-old love of my life, as everybody who's read my book knows.
Beautiful.
And the most beautiful child that ever lived, and a make-a-wish baby.
Really,
she had a rare heart defect, and she's a hero. Mm-hmm. She's divine. She's also very funny. But we were walking in the park, and her shoelace was untied, and I bent down to tie it, and she moved, and I fell right over, like one of those, like
the character on the bike
that falls over, you know. And then I was sort of lying on my side, and I thought, and a bunch of younger people ran over to pick me up. The most humiliating experience of my life. And I really hurt my hip, and I hurt, and I tore my pants, and I hurt my knee. And then she was so scared, she ran to her mother, and she said, "Well, Auntie says he fell, but she'll be okay. I fall all the time."
Oh, that's
less,
so cute.
She has less height to fall from. But anyway, it was I'm going to do those balance exercises your last guest talked about.
It was so embarrassing,
I tell you. And I've had friends falling all the time now. So I guess when you're between 50 and death, you fall a lot. So we have to be careful.
Well, that's what I do. I'm telling you, I teach my clients, my older woman's clients, the first thing I have to teach them is balance because it's very important in older age.
I know. Right. And, you know, I didn't even fall. I just sort of toppled. It was like in slow motion. I was already on my knees, and I just went over on my side. It was,
you
it was
always
kind of a
slow motion.
A comedy fall. It was a comedy fall.
But, you know, I think when we're kids, we don't have fear because we don't understand the consequence. So we just fall and we're okay with it. But as we're older, we know, oh, I could break a hip, I could do this, I could do that.
Well,
so
I'm on that trolley thing, that thing for that, what's her name, Gwyneth Paltrow's mother, Blythe Danner is always on TV. I love these commercials, you know, the pill is great. And then while they're telling you all the horrible side effects, you're going to die, you're going to throw up, you're going to, they have them like running in the forest or doing something wonderful, you know. And then it's like, don't listen to those things. Why would you take this pill? Every 6 months I have to have a shot. But I thought, this is it. This is my first fall as an elderly person, and at least it was funny.
And you're okay, though, right? You're okay, though.
Yeah, I'm fine. I still have my hip was okay, but I still have a little hole in my knee as a reminder of the scar. But I thought, and my godchild was so cute though. She was sort of looking at me like, uh-oh, but she said to her mother, she'll be all right because I fall with them. She's so dear. Anyway, I want to wish everybody a happy and healthy, and we have got to get this year over. This has been such an annoying year in every possible way. And on Thursday, I do my my little radio commentary on Robin Hood Radio, and it's called Susan Says, and I'm doing 10 things that need to go away.
Go ahead.
And
go ahead. I want to hear
that.
Okay,
so one, I'm going to give you a clue. I can't use all of them. One is the Ray the Ray Liotta commercial about stopping smoking. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, my God, it runs.
Many times.
If you watch MSNBC or CNN, it runs, you know, give the guy a cigarette and tell him to get out of our lives already. I mean, it is just so annoying. It runs every 5 minutes. I mean, Ray, get over yourself.
His voice. His voice
and
I can't stand.
And he's got weird eyes, like devil eyes, you know, when they show the eyes of the zombies. Mm-hmm. His eyes are like that. So I think he should pick up a cigarette again. It's very annoying. But may I just plug one little thing for laughs? Because here's my theory.
We want you to plug everything.
Okay, your guests are into, like, really important things like mindfulness and healthfulness and not falling and stuff. I'm into one thing only, laughing.
Just laughing.
Because it's how I've gotten through my life. I don't laugh or say funny things to make other people laugh. I say it to make myself laugh because otherwise, I did the audio of my memoir, Hot Pants in Hollywood, Sex, Secrets, and Sitcom.
We had a raffle off. We had a giveaway.
A
couple months ago. Yes.
And somebody won. But it was so fun to do. It was so, you know, when you're writing, you're home alone in your room, and if someone reads it, it's nice and fine, but you feel so isolated. But when you're recording it, you feel like you're talking to your friends. And the best comments I got were, wow, I felt you were just like talking to me at lunch. And that's what I want to do. I want to tell things about myself that everybody can identify with, but mostly we need to laugh. There are a few sad parts, of course, because all of our lives go through that. But to be resilient and to get through things, we have to learn to laugh. And so anybody who wants a good laugh, please get the audiobook. I think you'll enjoy it. And other than that, I just wanted to say one other thing about being mindful. I would like to be less I would like to be mindless.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking all the time. I'm thinking, oh, this shower is lovely. I love it. Now I'm thinking something. I just want to zone out, and I don't know how because I don't drink and I don't do drugs. But is there a way not to think at all? That
you meditate?
I don't think it's a good thing.
You should stop meditating.
I can't meditate because I keep thinking, oh, I'm meditating.
I feel the same way. I feel the same way.
Because I want to turn the mind off. I just want
to
have a big blur there because I just am never, I'm always, I wonder, do other people do this? Do you narrate your own life as you're going through it? Are you thinking, now I'm doing this, now I'm doing that? I'm talking to myself all the time, or have I gone bonkers?
You know what I think?
No, everybody's like that.
The beauty of what you've done is you probably hit so many people that are faceless. I mean, there are people that are laughing at your work and laughing with your work that might be at a low point in their life. They might be watching Nick at Night and laughing at an episode that you wrote. And laughing is truly the biggest
it's
gift.
It's the only saving grace.
It's the biggest gift to humanity, right alongside of health. The people that might have just broken up with somebody and turning on an episode of New Heart that you wrote and laughing, it's a gift.
Or they could read the chapter in my book, Famous People I Did Not Have Sex With. That could make them happier.
Or that.
That's right. Why not?
See, I would love to hear you say, recite that chapter.
That chapter,
on
Famous
book,
People
on your
I
audio,
Did Not
audio
Have
book.
Sex. Oh, yeah, my chapter of Famous People I Did Not Have Sex With. It's quite a nice list. It's, you know, Jim Morrison of The Doors and Clint Eastwood and Stephen Queen. That's right, it did not. And then there's a shorter list of people I did, but I don't name those people. But you have to guess. I will say one funny thing, though. I had a chapter about a famous movie star that I had a 30-year fling with. Anyway, and someone said to me, I know who it is. I said, you do? Because I've disguised them so well. And he said, yes, it's Gerard Depardieu. Now, have you seen Gerard Depardieu lately? He weighs like 500 pounds.
Yeah.
And he was taken off an airplane for peeing because he wouldn't wait to get to the match. I said, if you think I would have a relationship with Gerard Depardieu, then you don't know me very well. So everybody who reads the book, it is not Gerard Depardieu. Believe me, I swear to God.
Just
got to
make sure you say that.
But you know something? The gift of laughter is Lee and I are laughing hysterically. That's all that matters in life. Health and laughter.
It's all that matters.
You can't laugh. Yeah.
And even in bad things, I mean, when I've gone through a few near-death experiences and I've been in the hospital and I wrote a chapter for people who are in the hospital, things not to do when you're in the hospital, you know, because even there, funny things happen. And if you just pay attention to those things, you can cheer yourself up. You know, I mean, you don't need to watch TV and watch. You just have to be observant and look for the funny things. And I swear it's gotten me through. But mostly I do it to amuse myself. So I hope other people are amused as well. And as far as New Year's resolution go, I don't make them because you don't keep them. Do you guys?
Yeah.
No.
I hear you. Totally hear you.
Anyway, it's been swell. It's been fun. And I love you guys. You're the most supportive women.
We love you too, sweetheart. Any other share?
Thank you so much
for being here. You're welcome to stay on board if you want. But if you have to go, that's fine.
I'm going to go look for a chocolate donut now because it just really made me. And I can do it because I've lost, 12, 15 pounds.
There you go.
That's what I'm going to do. But I love you, and happy holidays to everybody, and happy Kwanzaa. Today's Kwanzaa.
Happy Kwanzaa. That's right. Happy Kwanzaa today. Happy Kwanzaa.
And I'm going out to celebrate Kwanzaa. Yeah.
Go ahead.
And
happy donut, darling.
Okay. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you too. Bye-bye. Thank you.
The lovely Susan Silva, writer for many of the shows that we laugh at. And the gift of laughter is just, I don't think that we could put any price tag on that, Elite. What do you think?
Speaking of laughter, I think we should bring on somebody else that's very
I think
funny.
It's Mindy.
Oh, yes.
Mindy.
Hi.
Welcome. Yes.
Thank you.
Talk about laughter.
Oh, well.
We had
thank you.
great time at your show off Broadway. It was just absolutely
hysterical.
Wonderful. Bradkin,
Thank you.
Wonderful. We had a great time.
Yes.
Mom
so
says
they
were able to
great
come.
Reviews, because that's all I have, I've seen and read about you. You must be in heaven by now. Yeah.
Thanks. I got three great reviews, really good, so I was really pleased. And the head of the festival, after my second show, I sold out one of my shows, and then he came to the second show, and he said, your show is so spectacular, you must come back again. So that was wonderful, and I did win an award, too, so that was great. And
wonderful.
Now I'm kind of just like in a short sabbatical. I'm like getting a little break.
Good.
After,
are you happy
going
about
on
that,
tour.
Or are you going crazy?
Well, no, I'm good. I'm working on other things, but I'm just with the show, I'm just kind of taking a little break because, the last 2 years I've been, tour in L.A. twice. And, and being the producer is just a lot. But anyway, the point is that my show has an important message, that we're all really ageless wonders.
Mm-hmm.
And, so it's, I feel it needs to continue. And so I'm just, thinking about where it's supposed to go next. So,
well, basically what we praise on this show is that, we're all ageless wonders, we're always trying to keep, maintain ourselves, take care of ourselves, each other. So it's basically what your show is about.
Yeah, and we're really, I'm glad that the show you've been talking about, being in the moment, because really that's all we really have. The past is gone, the future isn't here. And I know that our human mind tends to go in the future,
mm-hmm.
but really, for the divine mind, we're really, all we have is the eternal now.
Exactly.
And if we can just, train our mind, or the human mind, to just try to focus on the truth that if there is, in the spiritual realm, there is no time and therefore no age.
Yes.
So that's
exactly
what the show's about, as you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I meant
to tell you that on Staten Island here, somebody wrote a play similar to yours. And it was in the Staten Island College, and I'm saying
is that right?
Takeoff.
I didn't know that, Elite.
Yeah. So
really?
It's almost I forgot the name of it. I will definitely send you a link or something to it because they had a whole big show here about that. Yeah.
Wow.
But it was
that's
definitely
really
like
cool.
It was just like almost just like your show, but it was just after the fact. So it seems like they stole it.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I'd like to know about that. Sounds really neat. Well, anyway, the thing is that with me, I used to be a stand-up comic, but the thing is that I really don't really tell jokes with punchlines. I guess I'm just naturally funny. I mean, I don't really see it, but other people do. I'm just talking, Norm. It's just me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, I hope you've gotten so many accolades. And I'm just hoping, and when you're in it, you don't really appreciate everything that's going on because you're so busy with the next show and this and that. But the amount of publicity and accolades you've gotten with this, I just hope that with the downtime you have now that you're able to appreciate it.
Embrace it.
No, I do. I feel really accomplished at this. I really do. I feel really pleased, and I'm grateful to get the message out and to be out there doing it. Now, it's been a lot of work and it's a big investment, but it's paying off and I'm grateful. So we'll see what's next. And, I'm just grateful to just be able to take a break too. It's nice to be able to just relax a little bit, what I'm saying?
So what are you
just
working
regroup,
on?
And regroup. Huh?
Right. Are you working on something next? Something big
again?
Well,
I've done a lot of shows with children, and so I never had kids, and I love children seem to like me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like a kid magnet everywhere I go. And so I'm thinking about developing a show with the same theme, but like gearing a show for children and the parents. That we're all ageless wonders, and we're teaching the kids that they're getting older with each birthday, and so I want to, with the same idea, but yet for children. So I'm working on actually thinking about developing that
too
to add to my repertoire.
You know, when the audience and we were watching your show, I could see a lot of portions of it could be translated to kids because I mean Aegis Wonders, it just transcends any age barrier. I mean, these are lessons that you could learn at any age.
Right.
And I
exactly.
think specifically younger people, because it's just like, you know, I always was the kid that rolled their eyes at older adults, the older people in my family that were giving me words of wisdom that I couldn't embrace at that time. And this, your show definitely does that in a way that's embracing, and a way it's through laughter, which I think everybody can relate to.
Oh,
and
sure.
this little child once said to me, this little four-year-old said to me once, "You're a kid that's tall."
I never forgot that.
He said, "I'm a kid that's tall." So kids can, like, I don't know, I feel like I'm able to be on their level. Like, I just know
right.
where they are.
Yeah.
So they don't feel
mm-hmm.
like I'm like this big adult and, you know.
Right.
You know, all the colors I wear, they like all that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I wear a lot of bright colors and color
bright
wigs
colors,
and,
yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
all those colors. The kids like all that, you know.
They love that.
It's very relatable. Like, I always loved Hans Christian Andersen. I mean, very relatable to, I mean, if you want to be philosophical, he hit the higher mark, but children could relate to him. And I always thought that was an amazing quality that he had.
Yeah, and so I have that. I must have this quality because everywhere I go, kids are attracted to me. So I'm feeling like it's like I need to get back into doing this with the children. So I think it's important being having a good role model. Kids need more good role models too, and good messages.
I'm
into
that. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So what does your new year look like besides, you know, this kids show? Anything like on your agenda? Are you outperforming on New Year's?
No, I'm actually not. And while we're talking about New Year's, I don't have New Year's resolutions either.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I'm
just taking my life 1 minute at a time and just seeing how
living in the moment,
you know, what unfolds. And I'm very spiritual and into, you know, prayerful. And so it's just whatever God unfolds and whatever is next. And
yeah.
Expecting good, you know.
That's exactly right.
Good,
no way to
you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we're just one moment at a time unfolding, you know.
And I think
so that's
the
how
best
I
way,
feel.
Honestly.
That's how I feel. You know, that's
mm-hmm.
I think it's that it's best.
Right.
Now
you
to,
didn't
just,
fall, did you?
Everybody's
no
been
falling.
Falling
on
the show.
No, no falling. Yeah.
Thank God.
Lead
so
I'm
going to
push
yeah.
you. We falled, so it's everybody.
I didn't feel bad. Everybody was falling.
I know. No, I didn't have them falling.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Knocking wood.
Yes, I'm grateful. And, yeah, gratitude is key. Staying
yes,
grateful for all the good and magnifying the good. Because we all have challenges
mm-hmm.
and, you know, people pass on and people, you know, progress. My new thing is when people pass on, they're progressing.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything is
that's
a progression. Everything's a progression.
Exactly. That's exactly
you know?
Right.
You know, I
yeah.
always say
yeah.
when somebody passes, I hope their transition was seamless, it was peaceful. Because, I you know, again, whether or not you believe in one specific religion, I do believe there is a power that governs us, whatever it is. I don't really care. But I honestly think that you move on to another level. And I always think that
yeah.
energy transfers, and hopefully it was a peaceful one. You know, for
right.
anybody who died, go
yeah.
wherever we all go to. And we won't know until we do. So
right. But I think it's based on your consciousness, like where your consciousness
yeah.
is. And if you're,
sure.
you know, that's my belief. It's because I've read,
mm-hmm.
you know, many books about people passing on, coming back. And they all have different
mm-hmm.
experiences. And it is based on your thinking and your consciousness.
You know what?
It's
funny. I'm going to share something personal with you. When I was a kid, I was raised a strict Roman Catholic. And you believe in heaven, purgatory, and hell. And I remember at 8 years old when you're going into communion and confirmation, and you get into the serious part of religion, especially Catholicism. I remember saying to my mother, may her soul rest in peace, how do we know we're not in purgatory? How do I know I didn't die and we're in purgatory? Because purgatory is the split of heaven and hell. How do we know? I remember my mother saying, well, I guess we don't. And I think that was the most honest answer anybody could give, because we don't know. You know, if this, there was so much good here. And I always say my mother was certainly a progressive thinker. How do we know that this isn't it? Because it's we have such beautiful things and we have horrible things, and that is what the story is. So I always think in terms of that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah.
Well, everything is thought, is what you think.
Exactly. So that's always been my mindset. And, you know, in the interim, we have to just embrace what is good and what we love and what the good energy that resonates around us and as part of our lives, and, you know, applaud it and embrace it and just do the best we can.
And keep smiling, keep sweet. Like, I like your previous guest about the laughter. And you know, I'm the founder of the Smile Revolution. We raise awareness to the healing power of the smile. And I have a whole album of smile songs, which is in my show. And so, you know, just like the healing, just a simple smile is so powerful if it's with love.
Yeah, exactly
right. And that's very healing to people. Like, one time I was, like, really depressed, and this woman just walked right by me, and she had a big smile on her face, and that uplifted me.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You know, and then there's a story about this man who was going to kill himself in San Francisco, and he was going to jump off the bridge, and he said, if one person smiles at me, I'm not going to kill myself. And somebody did. He walked by and smiled at him. And it is, see, it's the power of just seeing something simple like that, a simple smile, a hug, smiles, laughter. Mm-hmm. And those are all spiritual.
You know, I always have this, like, little, you know, experiment where, you know, Mindy, you're part of the city, you're part of the pulse of the city. When you travel the New York transit system, you're part of this ongoing, you know, the throngs of people running to wherever they're going to go. And usually it's not good energy. And I always say the people that move past you and push past you, if you bump into somebody and they're giving you that look like you've intruded on them, or you've, if you smile, it changes everything.
It
if
does.
You smile and say, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Did I push you?
Right.
It changes it in the immediate.
It does. Yep.
And that's really it.
It's just very simple things to do. And even, like, you know, I wear a lot of bright colors. And, like, even just, colors are very uplifting for people.
Colors give meaning to a lot of things.
And there's not enough color in the world. You know, there's so much black and gray, you know. And so a Native American chief one time told me, and I was doing this before I even met him, but he said to me once, his mother told him when he was a child to wear bright colors because it makes people happy.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The healing colors are like green. Yeah, green, blue. Red is considered like a hostile color, but the greens and the blues are supposed to be, and the yellows are very healing.
Pinks,
yeah.
Yeah, pink is really in style now, actually. I love pink. And orange, like orange is really in style too. It was just, I always loved it, but the thing is that it's happy.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's very happy.
Is there anything you want to shout out?
Well, thank you. Well, my show is called Ageless Wonders, A Grown-Up Kid's Guide to Growing Newer. And, I'm open to theaters or organizations who might, and it's about being an older woman in our society and the ageism, yet we're really all ageless wonders. So I'm open to wherever, you know, if anybody's listening, an organization or theaters or venues or women's clubs or whatever who'd want to, you know, present my show.
It really is. Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah. And thank you for inviting me today. And I want to wish
thank you for
everyone
being a part
listening,
of,
you know, to I have
you
a, wonderful,
part of a wonderful show.
You know,
yes. Yeah. We're proud to have you part of ours.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate it. And I wish everyone a wonderful holiday week and New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
bye.
Darling.
Thank
you,
you
so
again,
much.
Minh.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And all our wonderful guests. You know, it just, I tell you, we've had a privilege of having wonderful people on. And, you know, the truth is, women that have changed the world, you don't realize what you're doing when you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's funny because I remember, you know, Tammy Lee has been with us for a while, I think 4 years now. And I remember something struck me with her when she was saying that as she was doing it, she didn't realize she was doing it. You know, she wasn't doing it for the money. She wasn't doing it for a franchise. She was doing it because
she loved it.
Yeah.
It was her.
And
part of her.
You don't realize you're part of something big when you are.
That's
the biggest thing. You don't realize what you're doing or the magnitude of the message until, you know, you look back and say, wow, I changed a lot of lives.
Exactly.
And
sometimes you surprise yourself.
So, again, she's such a lovely woman.
Mm-hmm.
And so pure in her delivery.
It resonates out of her.
The millions, and I will say the millions of people, especially women, but I'm sure men too, the millions of people that she hits and she resonates
mm-hmm.
with. And the fact that, you know, you and I are part of that industry. She's been doing that many years with the same amount of dedication,
honesty,
because
mm-hmm.
it's really honesty that does it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not easy. It's really not easy. So thank God. Thank God for people like her. Lauren, where's Lauren?
She never came.
She never came on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about her. Her book, The Trouble with Words, was something that was a little darker, and it was all about Vietnam and her uncle, I think, was I'm trying to, I don't want to mistake. She's British, so I'm wondering what she was. I think her uncle was Battle of the Bulge. So her uncle was part of a war, and she was Americanized, and she got to see the wars in general. So she wrote this book. And
yeah, it was a lot of great, you know, a lot of touching poet snippets, you know?
Yeah. And I don't know why she didn't come on, because
maybe she's busy.
You know, she wanted to.
No, I know.
Why? Maybe she didn't get the number right. Who knows? But she is a wonderful, wonderful.
Yeah. Another addition to our show. That was wonderful, yeah.
Yeah.
She was on two or three times?
Yeah.
Right?
She was on with, my goodness, Side Effects. She was on with that. With that book, and I think that was like 2 years ago, and she had another one out. And we went to the book signing of that. We didn't get Side Effects, did we?
I don't think so. No.
Which
one did we go to recently? That was
The Trouble with Words.
The Trouble with Words, okay. No, Side Effects we didn't do.
Yeah, that's right.
That was the first time she came on to promote her book.
That's right.
But she also works with the Daily News. Remember,
she's
a
dream.
She's a dream, right?
Yeah,
dream
she still has a column in New York Daily News. I think it's Sunday. And remember when she first came on? What did I say? I had a dream about something, and she said, "Oh, I don't even want to touch that." I forgot what it was, but it was a really wacky dream that I had, and she didn't want to even touch that.
This is the last time she was on?
No, the first time she was on.
Oh, I can't remember yesterday.
And, well, I'm just saying. And she was like, oh, I don't want to touch that. Okay, I feel good about this. But, Lauren Lawrence, wherever you are, we love you. You should have been with us here now.
Yeah.
but
maybe she's stuck on the train or something.
It could be.
Yeah.
She's a bit of the woman about town. But in ending the show, we will end it on a note of inspiration, as all the women that have been on the show have
certainly
been inspiring in either health, laughter, and
literature. Look at that.
In literature, yes, and with Mindy as far as
laughter
and I want to say just being able to allow yourself to grow older gracefully. Permission.
Right.
Permission.
Okay, I can take it. Yeah, that sounds good.
Allowing, giving yourself permission to grow into the person you should be. And without, you know, without regrets, growing older is something our parents wanted us to do as opposed to dying younger. So I think that's what her show inspires us to do. And Tammy Lee, who is a wonderful, wonderful inspiration. I always say everybody has these dark moments of soul at 3 o'clock in the morning when you think you don't know that people, you're not hitting people, you're not changing anybody's life. I think everybody should have that a Christmas Carol moment where you realize your place in society, your place in the hemisphere and the world, and you really truly affect somebody else. And I think all three of our guests have done that in their own way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a wonderful thing. And to you, my darling, who has sat beside me for 8 years.
So much fun.
Gone through the mishaps, the audio stuff, everything that goes on, and has been a wonderful sport and has made me look good because of you playing off of me. And I thank you and I love you for that.
Oh, I love you too.
You have been wonderful.
Aww.
You have been really wonderful.
Thank you.
And you have been here, and you shall be here forever.
Thank you for always inspiring me. You're my inspiration.
Thank you, sweetheart. And for everybody out there, make it a healing new year, and make it something that makes you proud of being on this planet. And just be true to yourself, be true to everybody else, and just try to be kind.
Yeah.
And
you
that,
and to each other.
And everybody, just enjoy, just be
kind. And we're going to take you out.
Yes.
Okay.
We're
happy to be here. Have a happy new year.